AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The district attorney in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, says deputies were justified in the shooting death last month of Andrew Brown Jr. Deputies were serving drug-related search and arrest warrants. Andrew Womble says deputies were doing their job and Brown used his car as a weapon to try to escape.
What you're asking is that law enforcement not act upon the judicial directions of a search warrant and give way to citizens when they decide they don't want to be taken into custody.
Womble says Brown ignored deputies' commands and endangered at least two of them when he drove his car toward them. Brown's family says he was not a threat. Police shot and killed a man east of Atlanta early this morning after pursuing him from another suburb where a kidnapping was reported. Officers were informed by investigators that the suspect had a handgun. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he will oppose a proposal to form an independent bipartisan commission to investigate the deadly riot at the Capitol in January. Andy Slavitt, President Biden's senior advisor for the coronavirus, revealed during a White House briefing today one of his sons in his late teens came down with the virus late last year.
He is one of the many Americans battling long-term symptoms. He's young and fit and in the prime of his life. But 6 months later, he still suffers from tachycardia, shortness of breath, and ongoing and frequent flu-like symptoms.
Slavitt made a pitch for young people to get vaccinated. Federal health officials are releasing $3 billion to help states cope with rising substance abuse and mental health impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. Police say someone opened fire on a party bus on a San Francisco Bay Area freeway early today, killing two women and wounding at least three others. Police say the passengers were celebrating a woman's 21st birthday. This is AP News. India set a record for single-day coronavirus deaths.
India's total virus cases since the pandemic began has swept past 25 million as the country registers more than 260,000 new cases and over 4,300 fatalities in the past 24-hour period. The numbers continue a trend of falling cases, though, after infections dipped below 300,000 for the first time in weeks on Monday. But deaths have continued to rise and hospitals are still swamped by patients. Infections in India have surged since February in a disastrous turn, blamed on more contagious variants as well as government decisions to allow mass crowds at events. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
Further evidence emerged to show the British economy is recovering strongly, with the number of people on payroll increasing as coronavirus lockdown measures are eased. The lockdown across most of the UK ended yesterday. Ed Donahue, AP News.